Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus looks at the future of the Perth Studio Theatre. And with me is Artistic Director Jane Stott. Welcome, Jane. Nice to have you join us today.
I'm so happy to be here with you.
Great. So let's get right to it. Is the Perth Studio Theatre's future questionable? And if so, why?
We are in for the long haul. Our future is looking good. At current times, we are pretty well the only game in town, unfortunately, because our wonderful friends at Full Circle Theatre closed down. And of course, the other theater, Festival Theatre, is no longer doing anything in Perth in the summertime. So we are working really hard to bring all those people that can no longer go to those venues to ours, and all the actors and crew as well.
So apart from the obvious lack of attendance due to COVID, have the last 2 years affected the theater in other ways as well, do you think?
Well, we never really shut down as far as keeping out there with the public. We offered courses online via Zoom. We had playwriting courses. We did presentations over Zoom. One of our last plays, we did almost all of our rehearsals on Zoom. So we've been able to keep going and to let everybody know that we are still waiting and ready to come back. And we have now this year in 2022 have already had two very successful productions in this year come forward, and they've been well attended. But we all are also very aware that the public is still being cautious. And for that reason, we have for our plays only 50% capacity. And we are asking for masking while you're in the theater. And then once you're seated, you may take your mask off, especially if you're going to be eating or drinking in the theater. So we've got full capacity based on 50% of our audience, which is just over 100 seats.
Well, it sounds like it's very vibrant then. I'm just wondering what your immediate concerns are.
Oh, our immediate concerns is to make sure that the public knows that we want them back, that we are going to make sure it is safe and comfortable for them to be here. We are trying to put on productions that will bring in a large variety of people. We've got some wonderful music coming all through the summer with Harmony Concerts for those who like to sit and listen to some really top class artists perform on our stage. And we also have a fun summer production called The Lone Rider, A Large Number of Ways to Die in the West by Matt Kelly. And that is really a family affair where you can bring your whole family out and watch some really crazy Western spoof hijinks.
Jane, going back to the beginnings of the Studio Theatre in Perth, what year was that it formed?
I knew you were going to ask me this, and I believe it was the very, very late 1990s when we first started into 2000. And the theater has been at the Perth Basin now for almost 20 years. And I'm hoping I'm getting this right.
Okay. So, you know, how would you compare, say, community from that time to what it is now?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, how would you compare community enthusiasm for theater in general from to where we are now, do you think?
It just increases every year. We have different groups of people that are really involved in theater. Of course, you have the actors who are just so hungry to be on stage and to entertain audiences. But we have a lot of other people that want to be involved in theater, but do not want to be on the stage at all. And those are the ones that are so special to us because they don't get the accolades that the actors do. The actors get the applause and the recognition, but we have so many backstage people and so many opportunities for people to be a part of our organization. For instance, in a play we did just early on this year, it was a one-woman show. So there was one woman on the stage taking a bow at the end, but we had over 20 other people come up on stage and take a bow as well. And that was all of the people who worked front of house. That was our set designers, our set painters, our costumers, our people in tech. So it's an opportunity for so many people who are just wondering, What can I do with a bit of my spare time and my interests and my talents that will fulfill me? And community theater really does all of that.
It sounds like you're not having any trouble finding volunteers to do different things then.
We are and we aren't. We have summertime, of course, and when a lot of people tend to want to be outside, which is understandable. We have a wonderful solid base of volunteers, but we are, for the most part, seniors. And so we are really looking to get younger people involved. You know, younger people are handy even for things like when you're bringing on sets and desks and Chesterfields and for all that kind of physical work when you're putting a set together. Younger people are so eager to learn, and we want them to become involved in the technical side of things, to learn how to use all the sound and light equipment. We want them to learn how to paint sets and how to be as what we call part of the crew at the back, where they would bring on different things right during the course of a play. They would bring on the tea server, so they would take off some clothing that was left and bring other things on in sort of half light. So there's lots of opportunities, but we do need, for want of a better phrase, younger blood. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a lot of that from parents who come and actually are acting, and they bring their children. And the children sit and watch, and then they think, well, this is kind of boring just sitting here. What else can I do? So then we say, well, would you like to be part of the stage crew? Or would you like to work down in the lobby and help sell cookies and bring people up to their seats? So families are taking part.
You know, I'm just wondering, it sounds like you've got it there about how to attract people. I was just wondering how you propose to inspire the community to get involved, to be, as you say, part of the theater family. So you've already got something figured out there. Some of the parents are bringing their kids and you're trying to get them involved that way. So any other ideas for that?
Well, we do work with the high schools as well, and we have had high school students involved, and I personally go and talk to the high schools in Smith Falls and Perth. A couple of students that we've had, I won't mention last names, but Keegan and Sammy and Kiera and Connor have all gone on to post-secondary or high school drama work based on the time that they spent with us. So we try and bring in young people that way. Also, we try and put on plays that have young people in them. For instance, the play that's coming up at Christmas time, which is Scrooge the Musical, is going to have whole families participating. Families that will dress in costume, come to the theater in full makeup and hair and costume, and be a part of the production. So we've got families working together, kids watching their parents, high schools involved as well. And it all seems to be headed in the right direction. And it's nice too, if you're just new to the area, we have a lot of retired people in Perth. And when they come and they think, well, what can I do to get to meet people? Community theater is the most amazing way to do that. And you can take your passions, your interests, things that you might not even know that the theater needs. But once you ask us, we can tell you we do indeed need your interest as, say, a graphic artist, or perhaps your interest in running a business, because we are a business. Your interest in sewing costumes, your interest in painting. There's so many different areas that you can get involved in without actually being on the stage and having to remember so many lines. For instance, in the case of the one woman show, that was 2 hours of one woman on the stage by herself. But
oh my goodness,
that's a very amazing actress who did a superb job.
It sounds like you're very passionate about your job as artistic director as well. How long have you been doing that?
I've been artistic director for about 5 years, but I've been involved in studio theater for 12. And my passion in theater started in high school, as I'm sure a lot of retired people moving to Perth have had the same experience. You get into theater in high school or university, and then you end up working, having a family, moving a couple of times, and then you'd like to go back and try that again. And this is the way that you can step into this. And the people on the board and the people involved are so friendly, especially if you've moved here on your own. I myself have been single since 2010, and it's just a whole family of people that mm-hmm. will get you involved and bring you into the theater.
What characteristics do you think a small town theater needs to have or a community has to have to guarantee the success of a small town theater?
Well, I think part of it starts with what you're bringing in. How are you attracting people to the theater? So we have, as I mentioned, Harmony Concerts that brings in some wonderful acts that we feel would fit into the demographic of this area. We have a play reading committee that just finished choosing next year's season, and that is based on them reading about 20 plays, and we discuss them all and rate them all. We want to make sure that these are things that people are going to be drawn to see, that will entertain them. And also just the public awareness. A lot of people don't even know where our theater is. And so we try and promote that as well by doing as many different types of activities at our theaters we can. We're hoping to get into an arrangement with Puppets Up, which is an Almont group. We, of course, have Harmony. We're doing international films. And also, I'm very much involved with other theaters in the area. For instance, I'm a member at Kanata Theater. I work at Smith Falls Theater. And these two groups, Kanata and Smith Falls specifically, have wonderful children's programs. And we're going to be learning a lot from them in order to set up some youth programs here at our theater as well. And also the Academy for Musical Theater, Heidi Stepanek's group, who's going to be at this weekend's Stuart Park Festival tomorrow, actually, at 11:45. But she deals with younger people too. So we're trying to make parents feel comfortable to send their children. We're trying to make children comfortable to be here, young adults, high schools. We have university students that actually trained with us through their high school years. So it's a broad spectrum of who we're trying to attract.
Right. It sounds like this is the secret is to diversify, right? And bring in different things to ensure the survival of the Perth Studio Theatre. And it sounds like you're doing that with all the things that you just mentioned.
Well, we're certainly trying our very best. We mostly just, you know, want people to know where we are and what we offer, and then come and see a show or just go on our website and indicate interest, and you will get an email or a phone call so quickly from somebody who says, oh, I hear you have some costuming experience in your background, or I hear you'd like to work on the business side, maybe be on a committee, on one of our board committees. And we will invite you into the fold and get you involved as much as you want to be or as little as you want to be. Maybe you just want to come for one of the shows and tear tickets and see what it's all about. And that's an option as well.
It sounds like there's something for everyone there, Jane. Now, what are your immediate needs, would you say, as we start to wind down our interview here, that you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, we are looking for people who would be interested in producing, and we have job descriptions for all these positions, which are very accessible, will be sent out to you. So producing a play basically means working on all those little bits so that the director doesn't have to worry about them, getting cast photos done and making sure that everything is running smoothly backstage. We need more stage managers, which is a really fascinating position to be in. Stage managing, basically, once the show goes on for the public, the stage manager takes over the show and the director is now able to just sit back and enjoy it. So there's stage managing, there's producing, technical work is another great area to be in. You get the best seats in the house. You sit in the back in the tech booth and you'll get wonderful instruction as to how to work the lights and how to do the sound. And then so many different board committee positions, from promoting plays, promoting musicals, to getting out and working with the public. We have a lot of promotion sides of things to do as well.
Sounds great, Jane. Now, if somebody has some ideas or they want to get in touch with you, or they want to volunteer, where do they go? Do they get in touch with you personally? Do they come down to the theater first of all? Maybe explain where the theater is to any newcomers to town. Could you do that for us?
I can certainly do that. The theater entrance to the theater is at the Tay Basin, which is basically just off of Gore Street, and there's a lovely parking there. You've got the three waterfalls and what we call the Crystal Palace. And we are right kitty corner to that. You can park right there and come in. We always have front of house people there who will give you lots of information, even have you fill out a form as to where your interests are. You can go on studiotheaterperth.ca and just indicate that you're interested in hearing from somebody. And as artistic director, I'm more than happy to meet with anybody, take them on a tour of the theater, and find out where their strengths are, where their interests are, and what they'd like to become involved in.
Jane, it sounds great. And it is a beautiful venue. And I wish you all the best for the summer ahead and for the year ahead as well. And I think you sound so passionate that it's not going to be hard to attract people to come and speak to you about it and to find their place that they can contribute to the community as well through the Studio Theater. So I want to thank you very much for joining us today. It's been really interesting, Jane.
Thank you so much, Linda. You have a great day.
You too. Jane Stott is the Artistic Director of the Perth Studio Theater. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.